What's good? What's good? I'm back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. We're going to give our guests a little bit of time to come on. Give them a few minutes. Of course, while we're doing that, I guess I'll go over some of the fight that happened in Canada. Of course, you got the next fight in BKFC Fight Night is in Montenegro. That's August 30th, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because there's a major time zone difference. Let's get into this past card. So you had this, Fight Night Edmonton card. Drew Stuvey versus Will Santiago was the main event, and it was definitely Stuvey all the way. It don't seem like Will Santiago really stood a chance in that fight whatsoever. It was over quick. Chad Lukanis looked really good against Tim Tamaki. I like what I saw from him, and I'm not really familiar with this Chad Lukanis guy, but I'm definitely gonna get more familiar as he's 3-0 right now, based out of Canada. They call him Super Chad. He's a lightweight. Let's see what we got. It's not working. Hold on 1 second. Hold up. Let's see. Please try to copy and paste into browser. See if that works. Sometimes these links do have issues. Hassan Al-Ghanim beat Zach Pinnell very, very quickly. Like literally only swung two punches. Second punch pretty much finished the job. Bodan Kotak beat Brady Meister, who I just interviewed. But Brady, tough guy, got knocked down three times, got back up. Definitely go check out the interview with Brady Meister. Gaden Guru versus Joseph Creer. I think Joseph Creer pretty much dominated the whole fight. It was just showed the experience that he pretty much had over the young Gaden Guru, who's like only 21 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see what it says. Oh man. I don't know what the other issue is. Hold on 1 second. Let's see what. But yeah, Joseph Creer, this experience, definitely. This Kamani Crawford versus Matthew, I can't even pronounce his name. I'm not even going to butcher it. That had to be a fight of the night. That was really, really bloody. The female fight was pretty good. Alexandra Delgado Lopez beat Emma Murray. And then you had the free fights, which first one was Adam De Freitas versus Skylar Mahler, and Adam won that. And my guy James Dazzle, who I interviewed a couple times on the podcast, definitely go check it out. He lost to Nick Felber, but he definitely came out throwing blows out the gate. I will say that. And Caden Scott versus Justin Kennedy. I totally forgot who won that one. Caden Scott won that one. Let's see. Okay, let me send them the link one more time. Give me a second, people. One second here. Trying to get my guy on this interview. Got a lot going on with his weight class. Especially since Alberto Blas left the BKFC for BKB, which was pretty shocking news to me, that a guy would basically just leave a fight promotion while he's a champ. I mean, maybe it's more common that I know, because I'm not no fight expert, but it just seems odd that you would leave as a champ and just go to another fight promotion where you got to pretty much start from the bottom and work your way to the top once again. Let's see what Reber says. Facebook Messenger. All right, hold on a second. Let me try to send it through Facebook. All right, let's see. Come on, pull up. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know what the issue could be, too. You never know with these devices, with these browsers. Definitely showing a blank screen. It's not loading up, definitely. But yeah, the Canada fight card, it wasn't too bad. Let's see. I heard somebody. There we go. There go my guy. All right, so let's get this nice little introduction going. You know, my next guest, he basically cuts heads with clippers by day and puts bare knuckles to heads by night. 7-1 is his record and is coming off a win. And, you know, lots going on with his division, the bantamweight division. Let's bring on the one and only Royal Ryan Reber. Ryan, what's good, man?
What's going on, guys?
I know you're probably excited, man, with all this new news.
What's that?
I said, I know you're probably excited with all this new news.
Man, I'm just excited to be living, period, baby. I woke up and I'm alive. Y'all will bless me with another day, and here I am to stay, baby.
That's what's up. So, congratulations on your last win. On a scale of 1 to 10, how tough was he as an opponent?
That motherfucker, at least a 9, shit. He might have been
kind of tough, right?
Yeah, bro. He was awkward, tough, fucking every time. Like, you know, a lot of people are like, why didn't you finish it? I'm like, bro, I didn't see the finish. You know what I mean? Like, maybe if I would have just pressed it a little bit more, you know what I mean? I could have got the finish. I don't know, but I didn't see it. So, you know, kid was tough, man. Shout out to Matt, bro, for sure. He's gonna be a fucking problem in the division.
Yeah, definitely. And does he get exhausted when a guy is just coming at you nonstop like that?
Yeah, especially in that little ass ring, man. You know what I mean? Like, you can't train for something like that. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. You know, you just got to kind of – there's some fights you just got to kind of adapt to whatever the situation may be. And, you know, obviously a pressure fighter with a small ring, I had to adapt.
I'm glad you said the little ring thing. I've been noticing lately the fights seem to be better in the small rings. Would you agree?
100%. You know what I mean? It doesn't give us guys that like to box and jab and move, you know, an easy way out. You got to be very calculated. But you know what? Honestly, from fighting in both, doesn't matter to me, bro. Really doesn't matter to me, you know, because it gives you an opportunity to finish the fight quick too as well.
Yeah, and I know
the my head a little bit more, but you know, learning.
I know
lessons.
The competition BKB. They always try to shit on the bigger
square. I mean,
circle.
Look, the biggest thing about BKB, man, is that ring is fucking stupid. Like that was a stupid fucking design, bro. Like, and I'm not to throw shade at them or yeah. their shit, even though they fucking badmouth me. Whatever, bro. You know what I mean? I rock with BKFC. That's the UFC of this shit, bro. And we all know it. So
yeah.
You know, they can talk whatever type of shit they want, but you know, we got the bare knuckle game by the balls right now. So
you do, you do. So you get the news Alberto Blas has left BKFC for BKB. What's your initial thought?
Kind of surprising, but kind of not surprising. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So a little bit of mixed feelings because I knew that shit he was into and the shit he did. Probably the day after my fight, I was like, are you serious? Like, I'm hearing all this shit. And then I knew about him fighting Merck and all the shit. So I knew all that. You know what I mean? So the last conversation I had with somebody that was on the inside told me that they were going to let him fight and they were probably going to let him fight the Russian dude in 135. I always butcher his name. The one who fought the Ultimate Fighter. Number four rank, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know his name either. I butcher it all the time, too.
Man, you know, good, great fighter, man. Apologize, I don't know your name like that, bro, but we all know who the fuck you are, so just chill, bro, just chill. But yeah, man, I heard they were going to feed him to him and whatever, whatever, but then all of a sudden pops up that he leaves, but I get why he left, too, because he's a Miami boy, and I'm sure... I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he was still in trouble at the Hard Rock and couldn't fight there. So BKFC looking at the situation like, bro, that's where you make us the money is there. Wow. You know, there's some guys that will never fight out of fucking Miami. And you know what? At the end of the day, so what? Miami's a great place to fight. So fuck it. But, you know, he had to put some money on the table. You know what I'm saying? So he jumped ship and, you know, at the end of the day, man, I mean, you going from the UFC to Bellator in my eyes, but whatever, bro. I mean, hopefully he makes some money. You know what I mean? Good. You know what? Fuck it. Get out the way, bro. Because that's the rematch that I really wanted. But y'all know who I want next. And, he, you know, sometimes he's got blue hair. Sometimes he doesn't.
I mean, is there a little bit of you that's disappointed, though, that you couldn't get the –
Fuck yeah, man, because that's something I'll never be able to get back, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's something I always got to sleep at and people are going to poke at me about. But you know what? Like I always say, he didn't beat me. I beat myself. And when you see me out there 110%, ain't nobody going to beat me in 135. Promise you that. As long as my head's on right, my training's done, my T's are crossed, my I's are dotted, I'm only getting better in this game, so...
Well, I seen the video with, you know, Alberto Blas and his people going at Merck. We know there was a video where Howard Davis got sucker punched. Him and Brian Duran were getting into it with somebody and he got sucker punched.
Yeah, yeah, I knew that little fucker too, bro. That kid's a kind of a tool too, man. The kid who punched him.
And then, you know, of course, your guy, Julian Lane, back in the days with Mike Perry. Is it common for y'all guys to get into it, like, outside of the fights?
What's that?
I said, is it common for y'all to get into it, like, outside of the fights?
I mean, personally, fuck no, bro, because too many people want to stab you, and plus, I'm not getting paid. If you want to fucking fight me in the streets, how much money you got in your pocket, first and foremost, is the first question I'm going to ask you, and then we'll go from there, you know what I mean? And then I get so deep up in your head, you're like, bro, I'm not even fighting this dude right now, bro. I just talked you out of a fucking fight. You're like, nah, there's... You know, but in some situations, you know, that's fighter on fighter shit. So, I mean, you gotta think with us as fighters, man, we could be very temperamental, you know what I mean? Especially if we're in the midst of training camp. And I mean, you know, I get tested a lot by my fucking daughter's boyfriends. And they're like 14, 15, bro. And those are the ones that I really like. I'm going to be the dad that you're going to see on the news because I made a fucking example out of one of these kids one day, bro. And it's not going to be good just because there's zero discipline. And, you know, I'm going to have they're going to say the free royal fucking shirts, man, because I ended up smacking the piss out of one of these 15-year-olds. But, you know, other than that, man, you know, usually there's a lot of respect, man. I mean, even when I see somebody I may not really like or who may really not like me, I've never really had no true genuine beef. You know what I mean? Like, I'm too raw and real for that shit, man. You know what I mean? There shouldn't, you know, people run their mouth, talk their shit, whatever, bro. It's all part of the show. You know what I mean? But when it's legit, when it's real, you know, I don't know. I haven't really had to experience that quite yet. Thank God. Cause I don't know how it act.
So they announced this 4-man tournament. Did you know before they announced it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's talk about that 4-man tournament. Cause fuck that 4-man tournament.
Okay.
called? You lost me for a second. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, fuck that four-man tournament, man. Only reason why I say that, at first I was for it, and I was like, you know, all right, whatever Feldman wants to do, you know what I mean? I respect, you know, whatever's going on. But then I think about it, man, and then you really think about it. Who are the top dogs right now at the 135? Justin and I. I mean, not to take away from Keith or not to take away from the other dude, but they, you know, Keith coming off of a loss. The other dude, he got one fucking fight at 135. And the other dude who's ranked got one fight at 135. Let me and Justin fight for the fucking belt because we're marketable. We sell. Guess what, BKFC? You got to fucking win either way with one of us taking that championship. But it's going to be me that does it. And on top of that, you know, then you can have the little tournament for those guys that want to fight for the belt next or whatever, bro. But I'm not. It'd be one thing if, like, the division was, like, you know, these dudes were running it up, too, like me and Justin did. Like, man, we worked fucking hard. And you got to remember, if I didn't take that fight with Blias, I would have been undefeated just as well. You know, Blias ain't – I mean, Justin hasn't fought anybody like I have. His last fight was his one fight where he's fought somebody who was fucking not only 500 but had experience. And arguably, I mean, I don't think he lost, but it was fucking close.
Some people say he did. Some people say he lost.
That's what I'm saying, man. So, I mean, and I can promise you, Feldman don't really like that shit, man. I mean, I got frowned upon when I fought in Connecticut, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I didn't really turn the heat up on that boy like I should have. But I knew what the implications and I knew what was next. And that was kind of a fight that I just wanted to take, you know what I mean? Just to be a part of history in Connecticut and so on and so forth. But, you know, back to what we were talking about, man, you know, I feel like, you know, that tournament is bullshit, bro. And I feel like what you guys should hear next is Ryan Reber and Justin Navarola for that 135 pound strap, because that's the only thing in my mind that makes sense to me, man. And I feel like there's a good date for it coming up in December. It's a little far away, but I'm gonna give him, like I said before, a little bit of time to get prepared, to get ready, to have his baby, to, you know, sit back, get nice and fucking fat for the picking for your boy. And I'm gonna feast come December. And that's what I'm looking forward to, and that's what I'm looking at. That's what I want. So we'll see what happens.
But isn't that probably going to take you and Justin basically demanding that both of y'all saying y'all ain't going to do the tournament unless it's just y'all two?
I mean, who else? Explain why there should be a tournament. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean,
you
I was trying to go through the names. And, like you said, Keith came out of a loss. Roberto Armas should be, I think, ranked higher.
I mean, you also got some up and coming guys. You got my boy Larimore. He's proven that he came back in the 135. You got a couple other guys. I mean, you got Chris. You got my dude from All In. You know, Rodriguez. You know, you got all those guys still coming back up on it. But that's the thing. Make those guys fight, because even those guys wouldn't even make sense for as an opponent for me. The only person that makes sense for me as an opponent next is Justin. And I figured, even if it was a tournament style thing, but even with the tournament shit, man, this is bare knuckle, bro. Like, hey, let's say there's a tournament, right? I fight Justin, or I fight somebody else, and we fight, and it's a fucking war, and I'm cut and my hands broke, or vice versa, and now I gotta sit out for fucking 6-7 months, you know what I mean? And then the other dude's ready to go and he's waiting on me in the tournament to fight for the belt, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I don't like it. I don't really like it. I liked it at first, but I don't really like it now, man. And I feel like the only thing that really makes sense and really makes the most money and really is gonna bring the most fucking eyes is me and Justin, you know what I mean? I think it's been talked about for a very long time. It's something he's talked about, it's something I've talked about, but at the time it didn't really make any sense. Well, my man's ran it all the way up to the top, just like I did. And, you know, I think it's time. I really do.
The tournament is going to leave the belt, like, nobody having the belt for at least half a year.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's just, you might as well crown the champ. Then if you want to run a tournament then, or, you know, just keep it regular style. I like the tournament style for that 155, because there's a lot of 155ers, you know, with equal records, close to each other, fucking good fights. That makes sense. But right now, there's too much of a gap. You know what I mean? You got me and Justin at the top. I got eight fights. He's got eight fights in the division. Then you got the number, I think Keith is, Keith is four. All right, then you got the Russian guy, he's third, but he's only 1-0 in the division. Then you got Keith, who's, you know, whatever Keith's record is in the division. And then you got the new guy in the division, the other cat from the UFC, he's 1-0 in the division. So, I mean, those guys are fucking seven fights behind me and Justin. You know what I mean? So make it make sense to me why I should take that risk of a fight. And if you're going to make me take that risk of a fight, then I'm going to get paid. You know what I mean? Like, I need to get paid. So, you know, and there's going to be other shit that I'm going to put in there that I'm not going to say just now, but you know, we'll talk about that when the time comes to fight those guys. So,
yeah, cause you know. That dude, Usmanov, I think that's his name. Usmanov.
Okay.
Now he, sounds about right. I mean, like you said, he's only got one fight in your weight class. He's not like a big enough name that he should automatically get a title shot.
I mean,
he is like,
on the outside, but is he selling on the inside? Like, the fuck what you did?
Nah,
MMA,
I don't think
brother.
He is.
I respect it for sure, because I heard he's a very, you know, talented guy. I was up there at Jackson Wink, learned a little bit about him, and I know that's a hell of a school to come from. But once again, you know, prove that you can continue to make the way. Prove yourself like I had to prove, like Justin had to prove. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I've been into some fucking wars, some dog fights, and you know, you can't take that away from me, man. Yeah, I faltered in my first title fight, but you'll never ever see that again, man. I slept on that for so long, and what did I do? I came back, showed my ass in my backyard, sold 20K in fucking tickets. I'm back, baby. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think I deserve that shot again, even after that, especially sitting where I sit. You know what I mean? And a guy like me and Justin, that's going to be a hell of a fucking fight. You know what I mean? So, and I'm not stopping until I have that fucking belt. So,
yeah, I got to totally agree with you. They need to make it you versus Justin. And then if whoever wins that belt, they want to put Usmanov against him afterwards, hey, that's fine. I mean, but even Keith, he's lost two of the last three, actually. Not even just coming off a loss. He lost two of the last three.
Right, and he's already had his hands in the gold. He was already the champ. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know, man. I just feel like – I feel like that's what makes the most sense and logically, you know, shit. Not even just in my mind, you know what I mean? Just logically.
Well, hopefully the company sees, you know, the value in that and how much sense it makes opposed to the tournament. And I think, like I said, you and Justin definitely gotta push.
Well, because like, I mean, think about this, Paul. What if you fucking, you know, they were think about this, bro. They were supposed to announce that tournament after Saturday, the Saturday that Justin fought. Remember, Dave said that.
Okay.
So I was very interested. I thought in the press conference, maybe he was going to say that. So I'm telling you, after that fight, for whatever reason, I feel that he had a change of heart and a change of mind, and it's going to go a different route now because there was no more talks about it. Other than what was said, you know what I mean? They're like, because that's what he said. And I missed it at the press conference. And my mom, of course, was the one who fucking said something to me, was like, no, they said they were going to have a tournament for you guys and blah, 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 blah. And then he said, we're going to announce. We said we have a couple guys fighting Saturday, meaning Justin and Roberto.
Roberto, yeah.
And he said, after that fight, we're going to announce a Saturday. And there was never no fucking announcement. So, you know,
so we'll see. Like,
Sit back and watch, baby.
So when you were in New Mexico, you were in somebody's corner. Who was that fighter again?
Fuck, Brandon.
Is it Brandon?
I think his name was Brandon. Yeah, it was kind of a different situation, man, because I was back there, you know, obviously with Dave, and he just got done weighing in, and I was sitting back there, and then Sean Wheelock's like, hey, Reber, come here. And I go over there and I'm like, hey, what's up, man? He said, Reber, this is Brandon. Brandon, yeah. This is Ryan. He said, Ryan's one of our best guys on the roster at 135. He's like, would you be willing to corner him tomorrow night? I was like, fuck, bro. Yeah, I'll help him out. So I was like, all right, bro, meet me at the fucking gym. We're going to go to a local gym. Meet me at the gym. We're just going to go over a game plan, some shit. You know what I mean? I want to see how you move, see how you fight. I'm going to watch your opponent. And we're just going to come up with a little bit of a game plan. I said, I know you're not going to listen to me in the corner, and I know it's not going to, you know, because I already know how it is as a fucking fighter. Like, bro, you're not going to pick up a corner off of one day notice and listen to what this motherfucker's got to say in the corner. But what I said to him is I said this, you're not going to win this fight, bro. It's not going to happen on a 2-day notice. But you can go out there and show your ass to Dave and the rest of the world that you could be called on a 2-day notice and come out there and at least show up for a fight. And I mean, fuck, it wasn't pretty, wasn't good, but hey, he showed up and continued to fight, man. I mean, I can't really take anything away from the kid, man. You know, a lot of people were like, oh, you shouldn't have did that. That makes you look bad, or, you know, that can make you look. And I get it from that perspective too, but I don't really care about that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have any association with his gym, with his name. And if people were going to think that of me and of him, better yet, think like this. That motherfucker came in on a 2-day notice and went out there and held his own. You know what I'm saying? It was the ultimate Rocky story. You know what I mean? So, you know, I told him, I said, that gives you something to build off in the future, man. I said, get better, start training. You know, don't be the guy that they do call in a 2-day notice and you're like, oh, fuck, well, I haven't trained in 6 weeks type shit. Like, come on, bro. Like, if you're going to have your name on the, hey, call me when a fight's ready, be fucking ready, bro. At least be halfway ready. You know what I mean? But hey, like I said, hats off to him. He went out there, took a fucking brutal ass beating, but held his fucking own, man. And, you know, I feel like it was a lot of the energy I brought to him and a lot of the things that I talked into his mind before the fight to just even continue to keep him. He knew, you know, what was at stake, and he didn't go in there just to lay down. Even though he couldn't fight that good, even though he couldn't fucking get anything cooking, he still went in there and showed. And guess what? That's the hardest part, because that's something that can't be taught. We can't teach this man how to fucking take punches to the face. But guess what? We could teach you how to fucking get away from them and how to, you know what I mean, counter off of them. And, you know, so I said, get back into the, you know, the right, you know, I said, who's the best gym in your area? Find it. Get in there. You know what I mean? Stay ready next time. And you know what? I feel like he'll get another opportunity being out there. You know what I mean? When they come up there to that show, they'll call him. You know what I mean? And because he did them a favor. So, you know, and that was a hometown dude that he did a favor for. So, you know, it's a good look for him at the end of the day.
But doesn't that just go to show, like, you got to truly love the fight game to take a 2-day notice? I mean,
are you truly fucking crazy? One of the two, but yeah. I don't know. I can't say that he truly loved the fight game. I think that he true because I think he would have performed better, you know what I mean, if that was the case. Like, if you truly
I get what you're saying.
I bring it towards my quarterback, Jaden Daniels, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who truly loves the football game, you know what I'm saying? That boy out there at 5 a.m, learning, dissecting, you know, just how I am, man. I'm learning, I'm dissecting, I'm in the fucking kitchen cooking up a sandwich, throwing left hooks after the, you know, each slather I lay of peanut butter, right hook, bam. You know what I mean? Just envisioning knocking Justin the fuck out and getting that world championship title wrapped around my waist, you know, because it's my destiny and it's my time, man.
But, I got a couple more questions before we go. I saw what Bruce Lee is really big in your life. Is he still big component
absolutely
of your life?
Using no way as a way and having no limitations as my limitations. And that's something I've truly relied on my whole life, man, you know, and fear the man who trains 10,000 of the same punches instead of 10,000 different punches. You know what I mean? I've learned a lot from Bruce, yes, and I still use his philosophies to this day, which is so fucking crazy, man. Dude died in 1972, I think.
Yeah, I was looking up his death. I know there was conspiracies behind that. Like, some people say,
I mean, there's
that,
always, man. Who fucking, you know, really knows when this earth realm we live? I mean, that's a whole nother podcast for another day, Paul. But yeah, I think God is black. And you know the rest, baby.
So I saw where it said somebody's asking you about who had the best hair in the BKFC, and you said you and J.R. Ridge, because you cut both hairs. To be a really good barber, to be a really good barber, do you got to be able to cut your own hair good too?
Nah, I do my own face though, like, cause I'm so meticulous. Okay. And once I started putting them stupid ass lines, like, I don't have them today, but once I started doing that, it was like, you know, I do think of it as like the WWE type thing, or the old school WWF, like, you know, you got this little image, you know what I mean? So when people see me in the fucking crowd, or they see me, whether they like it or they don't like it, I got the hair and I got the lines in the beard, and they always going to recognize me for that shit. You know what I mean? Even when I'm fucking 45 years old, it's just, you know, something that I just came up with and started doing, and it kind of stuck with me, man. And it's kind of a fucking pain in the ass, but it is what it is.
So I know, I mean, you got a lot of fans, people follow you a lot, but is there something that may be weird or awkward or interesting about you that most people don't know?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm just a pretty simple guy, man. Yeah.
I'm just a simple guy, man. You know what I mean? I go to the gym twice a day most of the time. I cut, like you said, I cut hair by day. I beat people up by night. I'm like fucking the real life Batman, bro. I just don't have a suit, man. I don't have my bat suit. That's the only thing I'm missing.
Damn. Yeah, bro. And you
other
know,
than that, anything weird, I don't know, man.
You know, it's been forever since I had a white guy cut my hair.
Cut your hair?
Yeah.
You cut out, but I knew that's what you was going to say.
Yeah, it's definitely been forever since a white guy has cut my hair. But
that's
if
right.
I was
we'll make that should happen one day, man.
Yeah, if I'm around your way, I'm gonna definitely have to come check you out.
You already know, man. It's like, yeah, I cut white, I cut black, I cut all, baby. And it's so funny, man, because I've been doing it I've owned a shop since I was probably 27, 26, okay. 27. So I've been a barbershop owner for a very long time. And you go on my Instagram, you would never think that. You just think I fight. I don't know why I separated it so much. And it would probably, you know, honestly bring me better business. But, you know, at the end of the day, fuck.
Yeah, well, first time we interviewed you when I was doing the Circle of Kings, I was shocked that you was in a barber shop and you was a barber. I was like, what?
It's just something I don't ever really talk about. I don't know why. It's not like something I hide. But, you know, I mean, honestly, it was something I never even really wanted to do. I just did, you know what I mean? And then I got good at it. And then I got put in the situation to where I had to take over the shop because the dude who owned it before me got all fucked up and got kicked out, and I had to take over the shop. So when I took over the shop, I kind of just hit the ground running and was like, you know what? Because if I'm not in control, somebody else is in control of me, and I can't have that, bro. I'm like, that's just one thing about me is I'm not a regular ass dude, bro. I don't do 9-to-5s. I'm a motherfucking hustler. You know, I'm a go-getter. I'm an entrepreneur, and you know, any which way I can do to make money that isn't going to put me in fucking federal prison, you'll probably catch me there. You know what I mean? And cutting hair is just another, you know, it's just another hustle, man. It's just like selling fucking dope, but I'm selling haircuts. I'm selling dope haircuts. You know what I mean? So I lock into the barbershop. I'm catching 40, 80, 120 real quick. You know what I mean? So it just, you know, it's a good little hustle, man. And, you know, obviously I bring a good little story to the table as well. You know, people come in the shop, they see my picture on the wall, and I'm like, oh, shit, you fight? And then I just introduce them to bare knuckle fighting. They're like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Welcome to the circus, boys. The Roman circus.
And the barbershop is always like the number one spot for sports talk.
Always, man. And then now that we're on the fucking Hard Rock, you know, speaking of that, shout out my brother Julian Lane won me some money last weekend, or was it last weekend or the weekend before that?
The weekend before.
Yeah, I was supposed to fucking be there, man. But, man, them plane tickets just got heftier. Like, I'm the type of fucker that will wait last minute to catch a deal.
Yeah.
Bro, there was never no deals. That shit went from, like, they went from 700, 600, 700 when I first looked at them to 1,200. And I was like, fuck, bro. Like,
that's get greedy out here. They get greedy out here.
Yep. Nah, it is, man.
All right, before I let you go, any shout outs you want to do?
man. Obviously, shout out the gang, Full Blast, my man Chris. Shout out All In, Sam, Vic. Man, let's get something fucking popping. You know, let's say fuck that tournament. Let's take over the game. Let's get that belt. Shout out to my man Nick. I'm in his office right now. We just got done with a hard-ass training session. My man Matt over there in Clearwater, MJM. My man Bo over there. The rest of my team, love you guys. The rest of the people who tune in and watch my fights, I fucking love you guys. Keep tuning in. The best is yet to come. And new is coming, baby. Let's go. Paul, I appreciate you having me on again, brother.
I appreciate you. And you know, I always got to say shouts out to Mama Reba, especially since she let me call her Mama Reba.
Shout out to my mama. I love you, man. My dad. My family, my kids, they're back in school. Thank God. Let's go. Today was the first day back in school. Yep.
That's what's up. Well, I can't wait to see what happens, man. Hopefully you get what you want with this, man. And I'm definitely going to be tuning in and supporting.
Hey, I appreciate you as always, Paul.
All right, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
You too, brother.
All right. Peace. There you have it. Ryan Reber, the only fighter, has been on here 3 times. One of my favorite fighters, so I'm very biased towards him. Him and Redneck Mandel are like my top 2 guys at bare knuckle. But I do agree with him that they probably shouldn't be a tournament. Typically, you know, you do it like UFC or something else where the top 2 guys just fight for the belt. With guys coming off losses, and some guys only having like 1 fight in that weight class, it doesn't make sense. They're not all really deserving. And I mean, you had Garcia's lost 1 of his last 2. Roberto Armas, I think, should be ranked higher, but he's coming off a loss, and he actually beat Garcia before that. You got Keith Richardson coming off a loss, and the guy that beat him, Usmanov, really only got 1 fight in the weight class. And like Ryan was saying, not really probably a big ticket seller. He's, you know, he's definitely not a Mike Perry kind of name. Or even a Trout, you know. I don't think he's gonna like pulling the tickets like Trout either. But yeah, we about to wrap it up. You know, we live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram every time we go live. Audio version will go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Of course, next BKFC Fight Night, Montenegro, that's August 30th. You still got Manchester coming up. You got BKFC Hollywood, BKFC 80 Hollywood, Perdomo versus Adams 2. Can't wait to see that. Card isn't really stacked as tough as the Hollywood cards usually are, in my opinion. But the main event fight should be probably enough. You still got BKFC 81 Manchester, 82 New Jersey, BKFC Fight Night Hammond, and you still got Italy, Rome Italy, Camozzi versus Sakara. And now Sakara's only had like 1 fight in the BKFC, but this cat's like a super duper big name, really. You go check out his following. He's got a lot of followers on social media. A lot of cats know who he is. But appreciate y'all always tuning in. Shouts out to my guy, Ryan Reber, for being patient. The link wasn't working at first. I guess sometimes I got to send it through Facebook, and sometimes I got to send it through Instagram. We'll see how it works. We got a bunch of comments. Yost, tune in. Appreciate my guy, Yost. Sorry I didn't see the comments. And Matt Guyman, tune in as well. Who I think, if I'm not mistaken, both of those guys are in that weight class. Matt Guyman is in that weight class. I think Yost already went to tie. That makes sense at the moment. And I don't think he lost either, but damn, it was close. Okay. Appreciate y'all tuning in. About to get off here. Try to set up some more interviews here soon. Got a lot more fights coming in the next few weeks and over the months. So we got a lot of people to keep interviewing and to keep bringing on here. Look like Wild Boy Stewie, tune in. Appreciate you as well. And appreciate you, everybody that's tuning in. Also, don't forget, also upload to Rumble and Millions.co. Definitely go check out Millions.co. We got a lot of clips on there. We got a lot of the interviews. And we got the new little apparel merchandise as well for all you people that love dogs and pits and Rottweilers and Dobermans and whatever kind of dog you like. We got T-shirts with all different kind of dogs, the cute little dogs for females. And we even got T-shirts with cats for females because cats got litters as well. But go check them out. New litter apparel available on Millions.co. And hope y'all enjoy the rest of y'all's day. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. Peace. And I'm out.